This is our final week of our homily series entitled, Trust Me. The first week, we looked at how a skewed view of God, seeing God either as a tyrant or as a pushover, prevents one from receiving God's mercy. Last week, we heard the parable of the prodigal son in the gospel, but focused on the father in that parable as a reflection of God who is a merciful father. We just heard the gospel of Jesus and the woman caught in adultery. I want to focus on those last words of Jesus, where he's essentially saying to that woman, trust me. For after the scribes and Pharisees leave, Jesus is left with the woman. Mercy is left with misery. Jesus, who's merciful, is left with this woman who's miserable. She's just been publicly humiliated. And Jesus' final words to this woman are, neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on, do not sin anymore. Now, when Jesus says, neither do I condemn you, Jesus is not saying, you sinned, but I'm just going to look the other way. For to downplay sin isn't the real Jesus. That'd be a false pushover image of Jesus. When Jesus says, neither do I condemn you, he's saying to that woman, I forgive you. For Jesus is God. God can't lie. And for Jesus to honestly say, I'm not going to condemn you, hold that sin against you, Jesus in his grace has to work on our heart, wash away that sin. So that's what's taking place at the deeper level, that she's being made anew in God's mercy right there. And though the gospel doesn't say that the woman's contrite, we know that for us to be forgiven of personal sin, we need to have that sorrow. Otherwise, God would be violating our freedom. If we want to hold on to sin, God's like, fine, I can't forgive it unless you're sorry. So we know that this woman had some level of contrition. So these words are words of hope and mercy. Neither do I condemn you. Jesus is doing something new in this woman's life. He's washing away her sin, giving her a fresh start, a new beginning. And then the next thing Jesus says, go and do not sin anymore. Well, that's an impossible command, Jesus. How do you expect, you know, someone not to sin again? Jesus, you're a tyrant. That's impossible to demand. Well, Jesus, he's just, he's merciful, but he's not a tyrant. And God never commands the impossible. For if he commands something, either we're able to do it on our own strength or with his help, with his grace, he gives us the strength to fulfill his commands. So when Jesus is saying to this woman, go and do not sin anymore, he's saying, I'm going to give you the grace, the spiritual help you need to remain free from this sin forever. Those are words of hope that Jesus is saying to her, you're not condemned to have to continue to be stuck in this sin. My mercy wants to set you free and keep you free. Now, wait a minute, Father. From my experience, it seems impossible to fulfill the commandments perfectly. I keep committing the same sins again and again. As I mentioned, God can't command the impossible. That would be unjust. God always supplies the grace for us to overcome the temptation to serious sin, that mortal sin that breaks friendship with God, as well as those kind of deliberate sins of lesser gravity, kind of venial sins, where I do something deliberately, it's not super bad, but I did it just out of for the sake because I wanted to do it to hurt that person. Jesus' command, go and sin no more, is saying, in those sins, I promise my grace will be there to help you overcome those temptations. But because of our broken humanity, our frailty, my frailty, your frailty, we commit kind of lighter, semi-deliberate sins kind of just out of our weakness, that I don't fully mean to do that, but kind of slips out, and I'm not as careful. God, in his wisdom, allows us to commit those in life, those kind of slight, impatient, maybe a slip in speech, or a slowness in combating temptation. And God does this so that we remain humble. It protects us from pride. And those very small sins, if we humbly turn to the Lord and say, Lord, I'm sorry, I want to grow closer to you, those smaller sins, those very light sins, don't become an obstacle to deep union with God. Even the saints will say, them struggling with these very light sins toward the end of their life, but seeing that, God, these are preserving me from becoming prideful, that I'm all perfect, I don't need you anymore, God. Now, that doesn't mean that you and I are to become complacent with sin or even with small sin. For once I become kind of complacent, at ease with sin, then I'm kind of saying, you know, I'm okay with this sin and I want it to, you know, I'm okay with it. I made a truce with it. I'm okay with having these obstacles in my way with my relationship with God. Now, St. Paul, in that second reading, he gives us the opposite exhortation. He speaks of straining for eternal life, that hope that lies ahead. And that word he uses of pursuing, straining, or could be stretching as a race, as a someone in a race stretches to get over the finish line first. That Paul is saying, I want to give my all in growing in holiness. I don't want anything to get in the way. Even my smallest sins, I want to keep growing in holiness. I want to have the highest level of holiness I can have in this life. I want to be a saint. And he's calling everyone who hears his letter, God wants you to be a saint as well. Jesus' last words in the gospel are words full of mercy and hope. Neither do I condemn you are words of forgiveness. Go and do not sin anymore are words of hope that the Lord promises you and me the grace to overcome serious sin and all deliberate sin. These words of Jesus are a shot in the arm of hope that God is saying to you and me, be a saint. I'm your helper with a capital H, and I want to get you to heaven, and I want to make you a saint. Hear these words anew of Jesus from the gospel today. Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. Receive a boost of hope and become the saint God wants you to be.